Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Honestly, I wasn't sure we could pull this off ourselves.
You had the vision, and Blinds.com brought your dreams to life.
Yeah, their custom window treatments and free design consultation. Total game changer. Ava walked us through everything. Styles, colors, what would work best in this space.
And we didn't have to leave the house. Free samples showed up fast, and they made it super easy to compare and choose.
Right? Plus, no high-pressure sales pitch, just smart guidance. And the install? I thought it'd be tricky. But Blinds.com instructions were clear. Everything fits perfectly.
And thanks to their SureFit guarantee, if something doesn't fit, they remake it for free. Talk about peace of mind.
And it costs way less than having a designer to our house or going to one of those overpriced showrooms.
We saved money, got the exact look we wanted, and we did it ourselves.
We did it.
So, kitchen windows next?
Blinds.com makes buying and installing window treatments easy and affordable because nobody covers windows better than Blinds.com. Visit Blinds.com now for up to 45% off with minimum purchase. Rules and restrictions apply.
Big moments or small moments, they all deserve great style.
Our over 800 stylists are here to help you look and feel your best. Visit your local Maurice's to find fashion fit for you with a little help from us.
Yeah. We got them screaming D-Lo, KC, D-Lo, KC, D-Lo, KC, D-Lo. We got them screaming D-Lo, KC, D-Lo, KC, D-Lo, D-Lo. We your number one spot. We your number one spot for some sports, huh? Got the city going crazy when we work, huh? We top two, but we ain't two. We in first, huh? And when you need the real, we is who you search, huh? D-Lo, KC, D-Lo, KC, D-Lo, KC, D-Lo. We your number one spot.
Let's go, baby. Hey. One more time for Friday. We welcome you in here to the Friday, September 19th edition of D-Lo and KC. I'm Damian Barling.
The ultimate needle mover in God Bone himself.
He's Kenny Caraway.
Yes, sir.
Acknowledge me.
And we are live.
The worst slums of Sacramento.
Alongside executive producer.
What are you doing with him?
He's back, baby. He's back. He's back. Also, happy birthday to our... A friend down in WCW.
Oh, birthday. Hey, shout out to him, man. Happy birthday, man. Yeah. Come on, man. Our Savior Lutheran, stand up. You know the vibes.
That's our brother. He will remain nameless because anytime I say his name, he gets upset. Happy birthday to our brother. Real quick, Kyle Madsen of the Insiders hanging out with us. Want to talk 49ers football as we head into really tough week, I think, for the San Francisco 49ers. What I think is going to amount to a really good football game. As well. I do want to point out one thing real quick, and I think I can speak for Kenny and I. With this New York Times report, I don't want to pretend like we don't have a relationship with Anjali. Mm-hmm. I think I could go as far as to say we are or were friends. Mm-hmm. Like, we did a lot of business with her over at KSFM. We did a lot of stuff with her Wolf Sanctuary. We did a lot of stuff with the different art shows that she would do to raise money for her Wolf Sanctuary. We have never, like, hid that, and people have speculated on, like, all sorts of different things. Anjali's always been cool with us. Mm-hmm. That doesn't change the way, like, I think she's a sweet person. I think she's a really good person. There's just a story that we have to talk about. There's a story that we have to share an opinion on. It doesn't change my opinion about her, the person. It doesn't change any of the interactions that I've ever had with her. I will continue to support her sanctuary and all of the things she does for animals and her art shows. I will always continue to support that as long as she wants my support, our support. But this is a story that needs to be discussed, and I can't let the fact that I just like the person get in the way for how I feel about the story. In my opinion, she was in the wrong. Mm-hmm. And that is the dynamic of the workplace. You can't be in a position of power and have a relationship with the subordinate. It's just, it's really as cut and dry as that to me.
Simple as that. I mean, everything that you said is spot on. Like I said, whenever I see Anjali, we talk for, you know, 10, 15 minutes, exchange pleasantries, have a good time, have a good conversation. Mm-hmm. Like you said, a really good person since I've known her. But I would tell her, as a, I don't know if we'd be considered friends or not, but just saying, like, as a friend, I'd be like, that's a bad look.
Mm-hmm.
Like, you can't do that. That's a bad look. That, once again, doesn't mean you're a bad person or I don't like you or nothing like that. But, man, can't have that happening. No. Can't have that happen. That's a bad look for everybody involved. And like you said, Dame, that's where it is. When I see her again, if she's still cool, which I don't have no reason to believe she wouldn't, mm-hmm. I'd talk to her, it'd be all good. But like you said, this is our job. This is what we got to talk about and talk about truthfully.
Mm-hmm.
And that's a bad look. That is a bad look for everybody involved.
Yep.
Yeah, and it really boils down, like, it makes her look bad. It makes her father look worse. And this is a subject, like, we could talk more about, like, later if we get to it. There's a lot of other things I want to talk about. Kyle Madsen's here. I want to be mindful of his time because the 49ers have a big football game coming up this weekend. Two 2-0 teams in the NFC West going at it, the 49ers and the Cardinals. I had the opportunity as I was walking Sprout in the rain today to listen mm-hmm. to Candlestick Chronicles, and you kind of led the show off with, in a conversation with our friend Chris Biederman, the starting quarterback doesn't really matter a lot to you in this game. Like, you don't feel like this game between the 49ers and the Cardinals is going to come down to quarterback play.
Yes, essentially. There are just bigger issues I think the 49ers have in this game than the delta between Brock Purdy and Mac Jones. And Mac Jones showed last week that he can put it together for a game and be fine. Now, could he do that two games in a row? Maybe, maybe not.
Mm-hmm.
But I don't think whatever you're losing with Mac Jones is going to determine whether the 49ers win this game, if Mac Jones even plays. It just, I think of the Cardinals as an issue for the Niners, and I think of Kyler Murray first.
Sure, that's what I was going to ask you.
And then I think of James Conner, who also kills the 49ers.
Mm-hmm.
And then I look at last week, where the 49ers had a really difficult time stopping the run. And again, we talked about this earlier. I'm not saying their run defense is good or bad. We don't know yet. But it was an issue they had last mm-hmm. week. And so those are the things that jump out to me where, okay, if you can keep Kyler from either killing you with his legs or from extending a play and killing you with his arm, if you can keep James Conner from averaging 5 yards a carry and you put together a good defensive performance, you can still win if Mac Jones is your quarterback. But if Kyler Murray's getting whatever he wants and James Conner's going for 5 yards a carry on the ground and Trey Benson is cooking and you can't get a stop, to me, that doesn't come down to like, oh, different quarterbacks should have played. Like, no, it's they got things to figure out defensively.
It's kind of a sneaky good defense too,
mm-hmm.
the Cardinals.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, they got
it's not really the team that we think about. Like, oh man, the Cardinals, this is a defensive juggernaut, but they're kind of
mm-hmm.
they got some ball players on the defensive mm-hmm. end. You talk about Kyler Murray, you talk about James Conner, the guy that always, me and Dame talked about it the other day. He's just never leaving is Buda mm-hmm. Baker. Buda Baker yeah. been around forever. Yeah.
Buda Baker's been on the Cardinals since 2009.
He's just never going, and he's 29. Yeah. Right? That's what it is. He ain't never going away.
I feel like Calais Campbell's the same way.
he somehow came back.
I heard today Calais Campbell was on the 08 Super Bowl.
Yeah. Yeah.
For the Cardinals. That's crazy.
I could have told you that.
I know you, man. You're a man.
That doesn't even seem possible.
Yeah, bro. He was a rookie that year.
Wow.
That's second crazy. Round pick out of Miami.
Uh-huh. And he's still good.
Yes. Yeah, he can still
play. He's really
40 years
player.
Into the league now. Still very good.
He can still play. They are dealing with their own kind of issues. I think both of their top corners or two of their top three corners
yeah.
are in danger of missing the game. Mm-hmm. And that's something that can be exploited.
Maybe.
Potentially. By Kyle Shanahan and them. They've got to get that run game going as well. The 49ers mm-hmm. do. And that's going to be a tough line and a tough front seven you got to go up against.
Real quick, I'm glad you bring up the cornerback thing, because we were talking about the wide receiver room before the year. And your point was, and I think it was a good one, like, man, if the receiver room is healthy, like, they're good. Jawan Jennings and Ricky Pearsall and DeMarcus Robinson, that's your top three. And then your fourth and fifth receivers, just, I mean, the bar they have to clear is very low. Mm-hmm. But what they're running into this week was my problem with their receiving core, mm-hmm. where Jawan Jennings may not play. He might. He missed Wednesday and Thursday practice last week and still played. But Jawan Jennings may not play. DeMarcus Robinson's not back yet. Mm-hmm. So it is like Ricky Pearsall and Kendrick Bourne, mm-hmm. who signed last week. Kendrick Bourne
had some good moments on Sunday. I was surprised.
Yeah, no, Kendrick Bourne, 3 catches for 32 yards, is their third leading wide receiver. The only other receiver to get a target is Marquez Valdes-Scantling. Like, if Jawan Jennings doesn't play, they're going to be in a tough spot regardless of who the corners are.
Agreed.
Yeah.
Agreed. Is Jordan Watkins, what's he looking like to play?
It was a healthy scratch last week, not on the injury report, but then he showed up on the injury report yesterday with a hamstring. Calf. The calf, he is limited.
Goodness gracious.
Feels like that's going to be the Jawan Jennings story all year.
Yeah, I think so.
Just given the way the season started,
mm-hmm.
you know, and now, you know, he I don't think he practiced at all this week, no?
Yeah, Wednesday and Thursday is out.
So now
and
it's
then
like,
I don't know about today.
He's going to be playing through something each week, or he's going to not be playing through something each week.
Right.
But it feels like there's always going to be something attached to Jawan Jennings right now.
Man, I feel like they dodged a bullet too last week, because I was really, really worried on that play.
Where he hurt his ankle.
And I thought it was his knee, the way it buckled. And he immediately goes limping off the field or whatever. I don't want to say luckily, because it's still an issue, but I thought he might have blown out his knee a little bit with the way it buckled. So
I was worried about his Achilles, because he had the calf injuries, and the way he like got up and he had his leg kind of extended and limped out, I was like, oh no.
Yeah.
That was the...
Yeah.
But I think you're right. I think this is just going to be an all year, oh, Jawan Jennings is playing, but like, he's not healthy. It's the George Kittle healthy,
mm-hmm.
where it's like, all right, yeah. he's playing, but you can tell
mm-hmm.
he's 80% of George Kittle. Mm-hmm. Yeah. I think it's going to be that all year.
We talked a little bit about the Cardinals defense and how impressive they have been. Has the 49ers defense surprised you at all the first 2 weeks of the season?
In different ways, yeah.
Mm-hmm.
I thought their run defense was really good in week one. It was really bad in week two, mm-hmm. which I was surprised by how good it was in week one, and then surprised by how bad it was in week two. D. Winters is the other one. Who has just been unbelievable.
Yeah, right.
And I think when the Niners, when they've been able to control the second level with athleticism, sideline to sideline, getting downhill, we've seen them be really, really effective defensively. And so I think that's a big surprise for me. I was really concerned that D. Winters was going to get into game action and it was going to look like last year where there were the flashes, but God, the guy bites on every play fake. He's constantly out of position. He's getting easily peeled off of, by offensive linemen in the second level. Like, man, that guy just... But no, it's been the opposite. He's been awesome. So I think it's been... If you were going to give him a rating, it'd probably be like 6.5 out of 10 through two games. And I think that's probably about where I would have landed if I was guessing. But the bigger deal is Michael Williams has been way better. It was way better from week one to week two. Alfred Collins is better from week one to week two. You see Upton Stout getting better. I didn't think Marquis Siegel was bad in week two, the rookie safety. He gave up 3 catches, but 0 yards after catch, which means catch is being made and he's right there,
right.
Mm-hmm.
which is a... and he had good coverage on the touchdown catch by Jawan Johnson.
Oh, just a crazy catch.
Ridiculous play. Ridiculous play. So yeah, I'm surprised is good and bad. But it's all going to come down to those young players I mentioned.
Speaking of the young players, I wanted to ask you specifically about Upton Stout, because I think he's actually been pretty good. I know the initial part of that game in week one was all they were picking on him. He had a,
mm-hmm.
they all gave up a couple passes or whatever, but he rebounded from that. He played really well. And just his physicality, I want to see what you think about this. It reminds me of a young D'Amonor Lenore. And I remember early Lenore, wasn't Lenore the one who gave up the big play in Philadelphia, like a 99-yarder but they tackled him at the one, or did he just make the tackle? He didn't give something like that. I think he was involved, and everybody's like, oh, the rookie, the rookie. And we see what he's turned into. And I don't know, I'm getting the same type of vibe with the physicality, intensity, and the ability from Upton Stout. What do you see from him?
Yeah, I think he can play. It is that physicality, and the fact that he's doing it at 5'8", a buck 80 or whatever he is, it's super impressive. You saw the pass rush ability and just kind of how he can wreak havoc as a pass rusher last week. And yeah, he's not getting – I thought the flag on him against New Orleans was really taking – I thought that was really, really good coverage. So I think he is a player and a starting level player, and I think he's even ahead of where Lenore was. Because remember, Lenore in 21 was he came in with Ambry Thomas, and Lenore, I think it was against, they kind of like flip flopped, and then Lenore got beat for a touchdown. I think it was against Seattle. And Ambry Thomas came in, and they just gave Ambry Thomas the snaps the rest of the way, and he played, and he got better throughout the year, and that culminated in the interception we talked about a couple weeks ago.
Go Blue.
In week 18 against the Rams to seal that to seal the playoff berth. I get what you're saying, but I think Stout is better than Lenore at this point of his career.
That's a good sign.
And is Mikel Williams starting to show those signs of being him?
Yeah, as a run defender for sure. And that's where it's going to be weird. Like, it's if he's a dominant, like elite run defender, it helps the 49ers immensely. But I think the upside was, oh, the pass rush. He's going to be able to rush the passer from the interior. He's going to be able to push the pocket, this and that. If he's not doing that, it hurts. Like, is that? It doesn't mean he's a bust. It doesn't mean he's a bad pick.
Sure.
But if you're a number 11 overall pick as an edge player, as an edge defender, and you're not consistently pressuring the quarterback, like you're always going to be left wanting more, even if he's making an impact as a run defender. Just in the modern NFL, that doesn't get you that far. It's like being an awesome. It's like Andre Roberson, right, for the Thunder back in the day. Yeah. It's like, man, that guy is a dominant defender, but holy smokes, we're playing 4 and 5 on the other end.
Yeah,
and at some point, like in the modern NBA, you just can't be a zero offensively. And I think in the modern NFL, you can't be a zero as a pass rusher. But again, he had a pressure last week that led to a Nick Bosa sack. And so I think they're still upset there for sure.
Last week was an example of just Kyle Shanahan and what I look at as him as a coach. If he may not be the best in a pinch, like, oh no, that didn't even work because they actually worked out. But I was about to say, oh no, Jimmy Garoppolo went down. Brock, get in there. And Brock actually balled. But you get what I'm saying? Like, if he's thrown off course in the middle of a game, I don't think that's a strong suit for him. But if he has time to devise a game plan with whoever the quarterback is and whatever the personnel is, he can get at it with the best of them. He always going to give you an opportunity. And I think we saw that on full display on Sunday. He knew Mac was going to be the starter for some time. He devised the scheme for that. He, for the most part, knew who was going to play. And I thought he had a great game plan for the Saints on Sunday.
Yeah, I do too. I have the same. I have the exact same issue with what you're talking about. And I think this goes to the stubbornness thing. I think people call him arrogant is too far because people who don't know the guy can't say that. Like, if you can perceive him as that, but I don't. I do think, though, there's a stubbornness in the way he coaches because he is very smart. He's a very intelligent coach. And Damien, you mentioned yesterday, part of the reason he's very good is because he understands defenses better than anybody. And so my issue with Kyle Shanahan is when you have a very Debo-centric game plan and Debo Samuel goes down, it's like, wait, this isn't how this is supposed to look. And it's that ability to be like, all right, we're going to be malleable. And you know what? Just scrap the game plan. We're going to do this. We're going to feed George Kittle 15 targets today. It's like, no, because that's not how football works in his brain. football works in his brain as, okay, well, their defense does this. These are their rules. So if we run this player is going to go there. This player will be open. And whether that's Ray McLeod or Jordan Watkins or George Kittle or whoever, that player is going to be open there. And so we're just going to run that play and it's going to work. And then when it doesn't work, there's no, it's like, well, it'll work next time. And that's kind of a, it's what makes him great at what he does, but it's also, I think, something that hinders him a little bit.
You said it probably doesn't matter who's under center this weekend. Should the 49ers be cautious with Brock Purdy?
Both.
Good.
Yes and
that's
no.
That's great. Yeah.
No. No.
Like and subscribe for no, those kind of takes
yeah,
right there.
Yeah, Candlestick Chronicles, wherever you get your podcast. No. We talked about this on the Insiders, and James brought up how if he can hurt himself worse, or if it hurts so bad that he can't protect himself, right? Because that's what this is about. Can you protect yourself? Mm-hmm. Then, yeah, don't play him. Mm-hmm. If it's like, hey, this thing is healing, he's good, but if he makes one false step, he's going to tear all the ligaments in his toe or whatever, then, yeah, don't play him, obviously. Mm-hmm. But if the doctors are like, he's good to go, it's just pain management, we have Toradol for that, he's fine, then you play him. Mm-hmm. He's your franchise quarterback. You got if I believe what I believe about the 49ers and their chances this weekend, the 49ers have got to look at it like, we paid this guy to be our franchise quarterback because he elevates our team in some way, so you obviously want that guy out there because they believe he has the best chance of, he gives them the best chance of winning the game. Mm-hmm. So I don't think you're cautious just because it's week three. If he can play, they should play.
The I always chuckle. Me and Damien have talked about this a couple times before. I think even me and Kyle, but the way we as media and mm-hmm. fans talk about football, right? So we'll talk about this game, for instance. You know, some people look at this 2-0, but you're not that impressive, and now you've got Arizona coming to town, and if you lose that one, you're 2-1. You're a game behind in the division, and you know. And then, hey, you got to win this game. You know, this is a big game. You got to win this. And in sure. the same breath, be like, look, there's no need to bring Brock Purdy back. It's a long season. Wait, what?
Right.
Which one is it? I think, and most importantly, Kyle Shanahan goes about it not only with Brock Purdy, but with all these players. If you can play, I'm going to play you, and we're going to go full throttle. Like, we're not mm-hmm. going to tiptoe around this thing. And I think that's where we'll end up being on Sunday. If he's confident in what he saw in practice, and Brock says he's good to go, Kyle will play him.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah.
I think that's the way he looks at it.
Yep. Yeah, there's no, it's only week three. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. I'm going to say that because the season doesn't start till week five.
Is that what you got? I missed that. Is that
what
you determined?
Yeah, yeah. Because James is like week five or six. And in my head, I had October. October is when the season for real starts. Because yeah. the bit was in the NBA, season doesn't start till Christmas, right? That's what everybody said. So in I was like, all right, when does the NFL season start? And James said week five or six. And I said October. And lo and behold, week five starts October 2nd.
Excellent. That's great.
So the games count, to be sure. The games count. You want to win all your games. Yeah. No, people care. Oh. But it's with the 49ers run game is the example I used. They cannot run the ball right now. It is not an effective part of their offense right now. But I'm not, after week two, going, oh, my God, it's a huge issue for them. Mm-hmm. It's like, that's kind of interesting. But if by week five, they still can't run the ball, I'm officially going to be like, hey, I'm worried about the Niners rushing offense.
Sure.
That's when things get real.
I need Brian Robinson to break a couple, man.
Oh, oof. You're going to be waiting.
Not capable?
No juice.
Oh, no.
My guy is sans juice. He is juiceless.
That's tough. Speaking of, we might get a preview of life without Juszczyk. Unless he's playing. Is he back?
Well, I think he was
limited
yesterday.
Okay.
But yesterday's the first day he can be back, right?
Yeah,
so
I think
there,
so.
That has to be something.
It's a good
positive.
Sign, but it's he hasn't cleared protocol yet, okay. Officially.
Yeah, so I don't know. A lot of I like Juszczyk. I see his value.
Sure.
But I also understand, I don't know, maybe we've outgrown that a little bit. Maybe the money, and they might have took care of that this offseason because they said, hey, we ain't going to pay you this no more.
Yeah, they're not doing things with their roster because they have Kyle Juszczyk.
Well, not the roster, but the offense, the style of offense they run. Mm. But running game struggling, maybe that's a sign that, yeah, he still is valuable.
Mm-hmm.
Because the way that he gets going in the running game, as far as blocking-wise, mm-hmm. is really beneficial for guys like CMC and everything. And they didn't have him last week. So,
for sure.
Great stuff, Kyle.
Thanks.
Appreciate you as always. Candlestick Chronicles, NinersWire.com, and, of course, the host of the Insiders here from 10 to 12 on ESPN 1320. We'll come back. A lot more 49ers we want to talk about. I want to talk about the other side of this, the Arizona side, particularly their quarterback, Kyler Murray, as both of these 49ers experts here in front of me have laid out. He continuously gives the 49ers fits. But who is Kyler as a football player? Well, we've all seen it. Plus, the Aces move on.
Let's go, baby. Let's go.
Woo! And the dream do Woo! Not. Talk about the W in these amazing playoffs that are going on right now on Sacramento Sports Leader ESPN 1320.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Honestly, I wasn't sure we could pull this off ourselves.
You had the vision, and Blinds.com brought your dreams to life.
Yeah, their custom window treatments and free design consultation. Total game changer. Ava walked us through everything. Styles, colors, what would work best in this space.
And we didn't have to leave the house. Free samples showed up fast, and they made it super easy to compare and choose.
Right? Plus, no high-pressure sales pitch, just smart guidance. And the install? I thought it'd be tricky, but Blinds.com instructions were clear. Everything fits perfectly.
And thanks to their SureFit guarantee, if something doesn't fit, they remake it for free. Talk about peace of mind.
And it costs way less than having a designer to our house or going to one of those overpriced showrooms.
We saved money, got the exact look we wanted, and we did it ourselves.
We did it.
So, kitchen windows next?
Blinds.com makes buying and installing window treatments easy and affordable because nobody covers windows better than Blinds.com. Visit Blinds.com now for up to 45% off with minimum purchase. Rules and restrictions apply.
You walk in tired and hungry, one bad dinner away from losing it. You don't like to cook. You don't want more takeout. You just want something good. That's why there's Dish by Blue Apron. Pre-made meals with at least 20 grams of protein and no artificial flavors or colors, from fridge to fork in 5 minutes or less. Keep the flavor. Ditch the subscription. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit DollarShaveClub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.